So, hey you, and welcome to yet another amazing episode of the What's Up Nairobi podcast, where as always, we are creating a community, one conversation at a time. I am your host, Joe Ngotho. I hope you've had yourself a lovely week or a lovely time. I think it's a very hard time to be alive, really. I think irrespective of where you are listening from, whatever part of the world, I think we are living in very difficult times. Yeah, there are wars all around us, the economy is a bit tricky. I think above everything else, it's really a difficult time to be an adult, if I can say that. Yeah, just to combine that with a little bit of what we are going to be talking about today. And for me, what happened this week, what really happened to this week, or what stood out for me this week was, there was a conversation on X about where men were talking like women. And what do I mean? Like, for example, the normal things that women talk about, like, for example, I cannot date a broke man, blah blah blah, I can't date a man who is not driving, I can't, all those do we call it stereotypes, really, the things that some women have carried as standards to the men that they date, or the things they say, or the, what do we call them? I think I'll still call them stereotypes, or the things that they've decided they're not doing. I don't know how to put them, but I hope you get the idea. I hope it's something that came to your attention. And I think what that did for me, I think for the very first time in a really long time, I think the world has always been advocating for women for such a long time. And I think at some point, there were these standards that women placed on men, or expectations that women placed on men, women placed on men, that I think with time became absurd. And I think we tolerated them. And I think as men, we have been brought up in a way that we are meant to be so hardened. We are meant to be so focused. We are meant to work harder. We are meant to prove ourselves in a way that with time, we didn't see these standards compound to become these absurdity of expectations. And I think for the first time, that discussion brought out, what do we call it? How do I say it? I think for the women that were brave enough to admit it, they said, I hope we don't sound as dumb as these men are sounding right now. And most of what that was saying is, I think it's outrageous, these expectations that have been placed on men, that now they've gotten to hear it the moment the conversation has shifted, or it has been twisted now to come from a man's perspective, that's when I think there was a bit of clarity of how absurd these things were. And I think that was a conversation for me, if anything, I think it needed to start off bigger debates or bigger discussions, or become an eye opener, if not for the men, but more so for the women, in regards to what expectations to bring on, to bring up to men, and what expectations men have on them, or whatever it is that these women actually bring on the table before they bring the expectations to men. But that's not what we are going to be discussing today. Again, song of the week. There was this song that really stood out to me during the week. It's a song that I really did come to my attention until I think of late. I've found myself really experimenting on Spotify, just playing maybe one or two songs and letting the algorithm just take me away. And I think the song that I discovered through this week, and I think a little bit late last week, was a song by 26. So 26 is how it's written is 2W. I think I'll leave a link. I'll leave a link of the song on the show notes of this episode. So the song is called Weni Wangu, and it's by 26. If you're a fan of Kenyan music, I think it's a song that is gaining a bit of traction right now, but still not as big as I think it should be. So please do find out to check that one. That song out, yeah. It's really something that I've enjoyed listening to over this week, and I hope you get the time to go through that yourself and let me know what you think about the song. Apart from that, I'm really, really excited about the discussion that we're going to be having today, or what it is that I'm going to be discussing today. And it's one of those things that you actually go through and you don't really realize the impact that this will have maybe in future. Or it's one of those times when you pause and look back at your life and some of the things that you've gone through or the experiences that you've had start to make sense. So I hope you have as much fun listening to this one as I did recording it. So welcome to today's episode. I think a lot of today's episode we'll be talking about my lovely, lovely Martha. And this week, she sent me something as we were having a discussion. And I want to read it out to you. This is an extract of some, I think, article she was reading online. Yeah. So the article talked about surviving and thriving as a man. So it says, surviving and thriving as a man requires shifting from a fear-based reactive, in quotes, getting by mindset, to an intentional proactive approach focused on growth, purpose, and self-care. Thriving involves embracing challenges, building meaningful relationships, exercising, managing emotions, and creating a life designed by choice rather than circumstance. So my focus is on the very last bit. So I'll read the very last bit was, thriving involves embracing challenges, building meaningful relationships, exercising, managing emotions, and creating a life designed by choice rather than circumstance. So what I focused on this, as it was talking about embracing challenges, building meaningful relationships, exercising, managing emotions, and creating a life designed by choice rather than circumstance. So I focused on exercising because I think of late, that's something, a habit that I'm really, really trying to add to my life. Yeah. And I think as latest as today, I was thinking about my history with exercising, yeah? And I was being honest with myself. I think the earliest memory I have of myself really getting into exercising, I think during my primary school years, I can't say I was really big on exercising, because I think at that very early age, you really have a lot to do. You know, you're very much playful, you're very much active. So exercising doesn't really stand out as exercising, because you actually don't even realize you're exercising, because you also growing up back then. I think right now it's a whole different affair, because a lot of the kids are doing a lot of their extracurricular activities indoors, or their leisure time. They're spending much of their leisure time indoors, maybe on their phones and all that. I think earlier back then, there was a lot to do outside than inside the house. So most of the time we were outside running, playing football and all that. So I think during the very early years, exercising didn't really stand out for me, because a lot of times I didn't really look at it as exercising. I looked at it as having fun and playing around. So I think fast forward to high school. I think at high school, that's when working out for me or exercising started to stand out. And I remember at some point, I think I took a lot of liberty in exercising, because I think even in high school, as much as they tried to make exercising part of our curriculum, if I can say that, because I remember we would have cross countries almost every evening, if I'm not wrong, during sport time. Sports would be from around 4 and all that, yeah? And some of us or some of the students did not belong to any specific sport, like maybe football, rugby, hockey, or whatever, yeah? So somehow how they made sure we are all fit, I think, was by making sure right before everyone gets to their respective sports, they will make us all of us, do a run. And then our school was somewhere in the up country, so It was some sort of a cross country. So I think at that point, I think that's when I really, I think I discovered, I think at that, actually at that particular period of time, I really took a lot of pleasure in running. Yeah, I think I really used to enjoy it. There was this whole tradition of who would get back to class being the very first people. And I think most of the time, I was amongst the very first people at the very beginning or somewhere. I don't know if at the very beginning or towards the end or in the very middle. But I remember for a very long period of time, I really didn't enjoy doing that. It was as much as it was some sort of punishment for some people. Remember, some people would actually try and hide and not actually do it. But I think I was actually looking forward to that. And I think from that particular point or during that period of time, I really discovered that I had these... I don't really want to call it passion because passion sounds a little bit strong. But I really did enjoy exercising. I remember at one other scenario, I think there are times during the weekends when we had a lot of free time to ourselves, I'll try myself finding some private spots in the field just to do some press ups and sit ups and all that. Yeah. And I remember as well during prep time, during the night prep time, there's some teacher, I think, who had introduced this whole tradition of if you feel like you're getting a bit sleepy, either during the night prep or the morning prep, you could simply just maybe walk out of the class, do your press ups and then get back to class. And as much as this started as a means of making sure that I'm alert during those prep times, I think with time, I formed a habit of doing these things. Because I think with time, I kind of started seeing the benefits of exercising because my body became leaner. I remember, I think, I kind of developed, do I really call it a six-pack? Or something close to that, yeah. Let's just say that I really did like the body that I had at that particular time, and I can really attribute it to myself really putting a lot of effort into how I look at. I remember as much as I was not a frequenter of, there was a section where bodybuilders would go and lift those, what we call, they were makeshift dumbbells made of stone. And I think once in a while when those elite bodybuilders were not there, I would take my time to do a few lifts here and there. And I think with time, I discovered that there was reward that came from the efforts. And fast forward to even after high school, when I was at home, I remember I used to work out with whatever it is that I would find, whether it's pull-ups, sit-ups, or even lifting some heavy thing objects around the house just to act as dumbbells. And I think at that particular time, where this now story comes in, at that particular time, I think when I was really heavy on exercising, my mom used to complain about back pains and all that, yeah? And I think at that time as well, she was, I wouldn't say battling weight. She wasn't really battling weight, but she was looking to get, I think, fitter, or I was challenging her to get fitter. And I remember a couple of instances where I kind of tried to make her exercise with me, make her get a few sit-ups and maybe try and do a little bit a bit of jumping here and there. And come to think about it, at that particular time, she was really trying, but you could still see that she was really struggling to do that. And I think fast forward to not so long ago, when I started experiencing a few challenges here and there, I came to understand why she was really struggling at that time. And now I will tell my story. Not a few months back, I started to experience a bit of back pains, yeah, and they were really bad back pains, severe back pains. I remember at a particular point, I even thought of going to hospital to get a checkup. Actually, I think at some point I went to hospital for checkups. And I think at some point they even got to a point where they were telling me to go and get MRIs and something like that to get checked. They asked me questions that are a bit scary. They even suggested ask of histories of stroke in my family, diabetes and all those things. And these were literally questions that I was all comfortable with, because at the back of my mind I was telling myself it's either I am fatigued or it's due to sitting down for a very long time, which I came to believe that it was a result of sitting down for a very, 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 very long time. And what I told myself, or the resolution that I think, or the solution that I think, even before that, at some point, I think I got a bit comfortable, or I was a comfortable for a bit, because the kind of work that I do involves sitting around almost the whole day, if not the whole day. And then if you're doing a 9-to-5 and sometimes you have extra things to do at the evening, by the time you get home, you rarely have time for extra activities, like anything physical, you know. And most of the time, if we are not careful, and then you combine these with a little bit of comfort in terms of you're eating right and all that, you have somebody to take care of you at home, you can end up becoming a bit unfit, if not totally unfit, you know. You look at yourself first of all in the mirror and you tell this, and then you wonder, hey, how did I get here? What I've realized through my endeavor to become much more physically fit through exercising and all that is that I remember I was having a discussion with one of my friends the other day, and we were giving the analogy of, actually during that period where I was experiencing back pains, we were joking around with him and he was telling me, hey, you are growing old, because I'm just about to turn 30. And he was giving me an example of a car and saying there ought to be a difference, of course, between a car that has been driven for 30 years and the one that has just gotten onto the road, or the one that has been there for 5 years and 10 years, 20 years. There has to be a difference. You know, the parts no longer work the same. They no longer move the same. There has to be a bit of a difference when it comes to wear and tear and all that. Yeah. And he was telling me the same thing when it comes to our bodies. There's no way that you expect the person that you were a couple of years back still becomes the person that you are right now. And I think growing up, I don't know what experiences those before us have gotten, but I think the one thing that I have realized is how fast time moves, you know, and it's how easy it is for you to be surprised looking back and saying, hey, I'm growing old. I'm actually growing old, or I am old, or years have gone by. Yeah. And sometimes if you don't look around, yeah, if you don't look around, or in my case, if you don't start experiencing certain changes in your body, you really don't come to that point of self-realization, like, hey, actually the years have gone by. And I think right now there are a lot of things that start to make sense. I think this week I've had a lot of flashbacks of instances where I have been told, do this, there will come a time it will not be easy, do this, there will come a time where it will not be you who willingly struggles to do it. Your body at some point will start telling you, hey, we can't roll back the years, you know, the years have passed, it's been a couple of years, and we can no longer do this as easily as we used to do that. And I think that has kind of motivated me to now work with my body to make sure that we are working at the optimal, at the optimal level, or the most optimal level that it can. Yeah, I've discovered that I can't just sit around and expect whenever I call for my body to do certain things or to perform in a certain way, it will perform. I think I need to kind of, it's like preparing for a marathon, yeah? You can't just know that you have a marathon maybe a month to come or 2 months to come, and then you just sit around and hope on the day of the marathon you just wake up and be able to run. I think with time and as the years go on, I'm realizing how old I feel or I sound when I say these things. But I think the earlier you come to these realizations, the better. Actually, coincidentally, I don't know where this conversation also came from. The day before yesterday, or yesterday, we were also having, I think the day before yesterday, with another different friend of mine, joking around about they were telling me about supplements, yeah, taking supplements. And I was like, okay, maybe those are things for the old and all that, yeah? And I was thinking, I think the earlier you realize that you need to start taking care of your body as it ages, the better for you and the better that you age. And I think that I'm a realization whereby I think a lot of us now, somebody else was talking to me and telling me that we are going to be a generation of people who are very old but don't look like it, you know. And I think, I hope it's not me who, only me who feels like currently the clock feels like it's moving a little bit faster than a while back. Yeah, I feel like the time is moving somehow faster as compared to a bit of a period back, you know. Maybe I'm even tempted to say before COVID and after COVID, I think a lot, the world for me kind of feels like it has been put on fast forward, yeah? And a lot is happening very fast. And I think somebody said we are going to be a generation of old people or older people who really don't look like their years, yeah? But again, I feel like as much as we may not look old, you'll always feel old, yeah? That one time when you're told to run, or that one time when you're forced to run for one reason or the other, that one time when you're forced to bend over and pick something, that one time when you're forced to engage in a physical activity that you're not used to, and you feel your body telling you or reminding you, hey, you're no longer 18 years old. And I think it's something that I've been coming to a realization of late. And I think also in a world where we are not as physically active as we used to previously, you know, there is not much that we are doing physically. A lot of the things that we are doing right now, even when sales, you know, for example, yeah, a while back, something as simple or as complex, depending on how you decide to see it, as doing sales was something that you used to involve walking over long distances for you to get to the audience. Right now, people are running ads online, so meaning people are walking less. Anything, there is less physical. Even, for example, something as simple as maybe ordering for food, ordering for groceries, ordering for shopping. These are things we can do at the comfort of our home. So we are walking less. We are doing exercise less. You know, right now, there was a time where a lot of transport involved, maybe even if there was public transport, it also involved connecting from one place to the other. There was a distance where you'd have to walk. Right now, if you're not Ubering, if you're doing any other means of transport and you have a distance that is not covered by maybe a bus or a matatu, you can always do a motorcycle or a boda boda, you know. So we are doing less of physical activity, but our bodies, I think, are aging the same. And I think, again, we can also add the fact that we are also eating unhealthy, very much unhealthy. We are not eating healthy at all, yeah? So I think things, if we are to put all these things together, I think we are doing less of exercise. We are eating less healthy. We are walking less. We are talking less. We are sharing less. Yet, we are still aging. So I think all the factors that would have maybe slowed down aging, would have slowed down our inability to be mobile or move around with ease, whether that is diet, whether that's exercising, is worse right now than it was back then. So I think we are not, as much as physically, the way we look, we might look young, we might look healthy, but physically, in our ability to move around, in our ability to do a bit more of strenuous work or a bit of more of strenuous exercise, I think we are failing in that point, at that point, or we are bound to fail given these factors that I'm talking about. And I think some of these things, because I think unless you really take time to analyze these things and feel them and listen to your body, sometimes I feel it's very possible for your body to catch you by surprise, you know, for you to be able to realize that, hey, wallahi, man, I'm fit, or wallahi, I'm getting old, without actually realizing it as it happens. It just hits you at a certain point, and sometimes you might be at a point whereby you can't do anything, or you can't do not really anything. Maybe there's something and you can do to maybe realign yourself and put yourself at a better situation, but I feel like the earlier you get that realization, the earlier that you realize that for you to age well, for you to get to that age that you want to get to, able to carry yourself, not being a burden to yourself, you live alone being a burden to others, depends on how you take care of yourself today. I think the earlier you come to that realization, the better for you. And it's important for you to realize that sometimes some of these factors are not in your control. Like, you will age, yes. You will grow old, yes. You will become less able to do certain things as time goes on. But I think you can better prepare yourself for that. And I think a big part of it is exercising. And it's something that I'm really trying to add onto my self as a habit, as something that I can't do without, as something that comes naturally to me, as something that I really look forward to each and every single day, because I have seen the value of it. Or I have the fear of not being able to do certain things in the future, or not being able to be as efficient in the future, or not look or look sorry or looking a certain way in the future that I'm not proud of. So I think the person that I will be in the future depends on the things that I do today to prepare for that. And I think for yourself, you need to also be aware of that. Be aware that sometimes it's easier to control than it is to remedy. You know, it's easier for you to make sure that your body, as it ages, as you get to a certain point in life, it's easier for you to control how you get there than it is for you to get there, realize that you've not arrived the way you wanted, and now you need to fix a few things. Maybe you've gained a little bit more weight that you're comfortable with, or maybe you've become a little bit more unfit than you are comfortable with, or than your lifestyle demands. So trying to get your body back to that optimal shape, or whatever it is you're looking for, becomes a bit more harder than it is for you to actually walk through those stages of life, making sure that your body is at the best condition, or at least a very good condition at every particular step in your life. So I think it's something that I have discovered, and it's something that I'm really working for towards or on. And I hope it's something that you'll also maybe take a little bit more seriously. Your health, your body has a lot, your health has a lot to do with your body and how fit it is, how well you take care of it. So it's very much important for you to take care of your body. It doesn't matter what it is you do. You don't have to have an expensive gym subscription. If it means maybe even as simple as alighting a few bus stops or a few stages away from where you actually live, so that you can take that extra distance and walk, or realizing that there are journeys where you can take maybe an Uber or a Matatu or something, but you really don't need to, and decided to walk those minis. I think it's just like, in our very busy schedules, it's just finding places where we can balance off being productive and also getting a little bit of workout done, or making sure that you're involving your body, you're straining your body a little bit, so that you keep it in the best shape possible. And I feel this is very much important for your future, so that you don't look backwards and say, I wish I started earlier, I wish I did this earlier, I wish I maintained this. Because there's nothing as bad as being unable to handle, to carry, to take care of your own body because of things that you could have rectified, because of changes that you'd have made to your life that would have eventually made sure that the future finds you more prepared and finds you a better person. Yeah. So that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for joining in. I hope the discussion of today makes you think more about yourself. Yeah, makes you think and place a bit of importance on taking care of yourself, your physical health, and I think a big part of your physical health also depends on your mental health, because it takes a lot of mental fortitude for you to take care of yourself physically, for you to say, I'm sparing a few minutes in my busy schedule to do a few stretches, to do a few sit-ups, to do a few press-ups, to walk a few miles, just to make sure that I'm in shape. I hope that the discussion inspires you to really think about the future, to think about the person you want to be a few years down the line, and in regards to your physical health, your mental health and the things and how important the things that you are doing today to prepare yourself for that day in the future are. And I think, I hope this also inspires you to have a conversation with somebody else. You know, start speaking to somebody else. Maybe you have a friend who you admire because maybe they are physically fit. They find time to actually maybe take care of their bodies. Start a conversation with them. Do not be afraid to say, hey, I think I have tried this and this. Maybe you're that one person who pays for gym subscriptions but never shows up. You end up wasting your money. You're that one person who has tried to be consistent when it comes to maybe working out, but it's become a bit difficult. Maybe what you need is an accountability partner, somebody who can hold you accountable for what you say you want to achieve, because sometimes some of these things are difficult for us to do alone. But it's a journey you can start with somebody. It's a journey maybe you can start with your partner and see whether maybe it becomes easier that way, whether it becomes something you can celebrate together, whether it's with your friend, whether it's your family, whether it's with your partner. I believe it can also become a part or a way for you to connect. You know, it can become something that you guys talk about, something that you go through together, something that brings you together, and you can have that advantage plus the advantage of actually being physically fit and growing old gracefully or nicely, or the way everybody would want to grow old. I don't know how you want to grow old, but of course I imagine it's not being unable to walk because maybe you didn't walk enough when you were younger. Maybe being unable to bend, being able to do certain things for yourself because your body did not grow old healthy. You know, you didn't practice healthy living, depending on how or what that means to you, whether it's eating right, whether it's exercising, whether it's taking care of your mental health. I wouldn't want to have a future where you and I regret not taking up certain decisions early in life when we should have. So I hope you've really enjoyed today's episode. I hope you're looking forward to what future episodes bring. And above everything else, I hope that these discussions that we have on these podcasts inspire you to talk to the next person, inspire you to bring that or work towards that human connection that I feel we've lost as a society. So do have yourself a lovely time. I hope to see you on the next episode. And until then, do enjoy yourself, talk to somebody, bring somebody new to the podcast, introduce somebody new to the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, reach out to me as well, give me suggestions, ideas, thumbs up, corrections. I'm open to all those things. But until then, until I see you on the very next episode, do have yourself a lovely, lovely, lovely time.